Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Jimmy Pardo's on the line. I don't think any introduction that you or I give Jimmy is up to snuff. He's just so good. Jimmy, can you give yourself an introduction? Would you mind?
I'm not comfortable doing that. I think that is your responsibility as a broadcaster, but I appreciate you throwing it back at me.
Why don't you introduce us?
Yeah, introduce Wendy and me.
All right, here's two guys that I can't believe are still on the air, Bill and Wendy.
That's hurtful. I don't know why you...
I like it.
That's hurtful.
You're funny.
Guys, I'm just following the Republican landscape where you lash out negatively when you have nothing of value to say.
Do you have small hands, Jimmy Pardo? You have small hands, don't you?
I'm a small man with small hands. I think they're proportionate.
Yeah, because if he was a small man with big hands, that would look weird.
Freakish.
Oh, my God. Would that look, it would look freakish? I'd be in a circus traveling the world.
But stop for a minute and think about that. Would that be the worst thing in the world?
I don't know. Is it any different than what we did in the late 80s, touring the country?
Stand-up comedy? No, same thing. Same exact thing.
Did you have a perm, too?
I'm sorry, Wendy?
Did you have a perm, too, in the 80s like Bill did?
Did I? Let me tell you, if you watch Conan O'Brien tonight, there's a chance that I will show a picture of one of my first headshots. And it's awful.
You did have a little bit of a perm.
Everybody had a perm.
Sometimes we called it a body wave, so it didn't sound feminine, but it was a perm.
My hair was naturally curly, and I fought that for years. And then finally in the 80s, I just, because it was, you know, the permanent, your body wave were very acceptable,
right.
I just let it go and looked, I'm going to say ridiculous, that's probably the word I want to use.
But what Wendy fails to realize, Jimmy, and you'll remember this, is when you and I were on the Brady Bunch, they came to us one year and they said, you guys are all getting perms. All the boys on the show were getting perms, so we had no say in it.
Well, we do. When the network has control like that, Bill, you're exactly right. When you have to understand that. We're talking networks now, you know?
Yeah, ABC.
When the network comes to you and says it's perm day, it's perm day.
Right. Mike Lookinland, Bobby, is the one who fought it, and Jimmy and I are like, don't fight it, Mike. We're all going to get perms.
Oh, were you wearing glasses in this particular picture with your curly mullet?
I'm going to ask you to please not put that up on the internet as to not...
It's already on the internet.
I'm a quick Googler. I will not put it up until you blast it out, but right. God.
Look how everything about... And I'm going to talk about it tonight. I don't want to sound like I got one trick and I have one story to tell, but everything's wrong with that picture. There's not a single thing right with it.
I love you even more, Jimmy.
It shows vulnerability is what it shows.
Well, I don't know what it was showing at the time. Error, waste of money. Everything about that thing is wrong. What a jerk.
Oh, come on. Jimmy, when you're doing a network spot like Conan, and you said you're doing it tonight, do you get a little nervous that day? What does that day bring to you?
You know what? It's interesting. The first couple times I was obviously nervous because it was something I never, you know, I'd done panel on, you know, like local news or local like AM Omaha type of things.
Yeah.
But to go on, you know, on Conan to do panel, I had never done it on that, you know, on that level. And, you know, I also at the time I worked at Conan every day. So when I went on to panel, if it stunk, I got to come to work the next
day. Sure.
Yep. And, you know, and hope to not avoid eye contact until we all realize I should quit. but luckily it went great, and now it's fun. So now it's, you know, Conan and I have this great, you know, I hate to make this comparison. Other people have. I'll just quote them. We have a great, you know, Rickles, Johnny Carson vibe whenever I'm on.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get to go back and forth with each other. I think it's a lot more loose and a lot more fun than just your standard scripted interview.
You can tell that he appreciates you and he enjoys you, and that makes for a good segment or two.
A good viewing segment.
I think so, too. You know, Bill Burr's the same way. Norm MacDonald, again, I'm not comparing myself to them, but there are certain guests that go on there, and it's just, you know, Tom Hanks, Ricky Gervais even.
Are you comparing yourself to Tom Hanks and Ricky Gervais?
That for sure.
Well, I don't know if you know this about Ricky Gervais. He's an atheist. He never brings it up.
Right.
Every other sentence he brings it up. I am comparing myself to Tom Hanks. I do believe I'm one of the best actors in Hollywood, yes.
All right.
A listener just called and wanted us to ask you about a Jack Lemmon story.
No, I have no Jack Lemmon stories.
Make one up.
Oh, okay. Oh, that Jack Lemmon story. I was sitting on a park bench once.
Wait a minute. This is so odd. This has never happened, Jimmy. Somebody went out of their way to dial us up to say, if you're talking to Jimmy Pardo, there's one thing you must do, and that's ask him about Jack Lemmon. But you say there's nothing between you and Jack Lemmon.
I want to know what.
What about?
Call back, listener. Maybe they thought you were Don Pardo or Tom Hanks.
What about Chet Lemon? Do you have a story about Chet Lemon?
Wait, what'd you say, Bill?
What about Chet Lemon, former White Sox center fielder? Do you have a story about him?
You know what? I just did an interview where I did bring up Chet Lemon quite a bit. That's actually true.
All right.
Good old number 44.
Wow. Nice.
I don't have a Jack Lemon story. I want to know, did he get the person wrong?
I don't know. I think he might be calling back. Can I tell you like how this is almost like a psychic interview? I mentioned something about the 80s and your perm and if you had one, and then that came up, and now like this whole Jack Lemon, Chet Lemon. You really just mentioned Chet Lemon recently?
I mentioned him on a podcast called the Shack Box. I just did it about where it's about baseball cards, but the baseball cards then lead you about your life. It's pretty cool.
All right, stand by. We have this listener with the Jack Lemon situation. John, Jimmy, John. Jimmy Johns, freaky fast.
My name is John Tamburino.
Oh, hey,
John.
Hi, John.
Tamburino.
Yeah, we got it.
The 1987 WGN Comedy Laugh Off.
That's right.
John, this is my segment, John. Get off.
You can have it. Do you remember when I used to tell you that all the time? You're going to grow up and do the Jack Lemmon story. I go, you are the next Jack Lemmon. You are one of the best actors in Hollywood. You are the next Jack Lemmon. Why don't you do his story?
First of all, John, this is not my story. It sounds like it's your story.
I tell you that all the time.
But, Jimmy,
I'm literally a prop in this story. That's all I am.
Jimmy, all things being equal, you get a call tomorrow morning from one of the big movie studios, and they say, Jimmy, we're making the Jack Lemmon story, and you're at the top of our list. Do you make that movie or not?
I say, I'm going to ask you a question. Did you confirm this with 1987 WGN Comedy Bowl winner John Tamburino? And if they say, yes, we did, I will agree to the part, yes.
All right.
All right, hang on.
John, thank you.
Hey, Bill.
Back to you, Jimmy.
Yeah. Can I just say this? In all seriousness, I have not seen John Tamburino in 20 years. How funny was John Tamburino, Bill?
I remember him, too.
You remember John?
Yes.
One of the funniest comics our city's ever produced.
Totally. And I always bring up my friend Carla Felicia, who did stand-up, and I saw all you guys back in the 80s.
Right, right.
It was, what a joy. That was fun, huh? That was fun. A little memory lane with John Tamburino.
John made a conscious decision, Jimmy, years ago. He was going to lay low in the weeds until you came on the show and then bring up the Jack Lemmon story, and it paid off.
So ridiculous. And when we have John on next week, you call in to,
right,
you know, take over his interview.
Right.
You know what I do then? I go, hey, John, I call in and say, you got to ask John about the pancakes.
Right.
And then I call in and go, yeah, remember the time we had breakfast and I had pancakes, John? That's the same story. There's no difference.
All right.
That's so ridiculous. All right. Can you hang on? We're going to take a quick break and come back, and we'll talk about your 7th annual Pardcastathon and, of course, Never Not Funny, your podcast.
I will wait patiently. Thank you.
More with Jimmy Pardo, our generation's Jack Lemmon, in just a moment. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN. Jimmy Pardo's our guest, comedian, actor, writer, podcast genius. His podcast, Never Not Funny, is one of the most successful in all the internet. He is about to celebrate his 7th annual Pardcastathon this upcoming Saturday, and it benefits Smile Train. What do we need to know about this, Jimmy?
Bill, their central time, it goes from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. It's the 12-hour version of the aforementioned Never Not Funny podcast. Myself, along with Matt Belknap and Pat Francis, we host the whole 12 hours. We have a different guest on every 25 minutes. People in the past that have stopped by have been like Conan O'Brien, John Hamm, Amy Poehler, Fred Willard, Weird Al Yankovic, Sarah Silverman. Great people like that will stop by and donate their time. We are raising money for Smile Train, the great organization that goes to third world countries and performs the surgery to fix the cleft palates for children and adults that can't otherwise afford it. Each surgery only costs $250 and only takes 45 minutes. So basically, if you donate $250, you are changing a child's life.
All right. I've known you for a long time, and I know the time and effort you put into this, but I don't know why you chose that particular affliction. Is there a reason?
You know what? I just I saw the ad on the back of Parade magazine about 7 years ago, and it was just a perfect storm of things where, you know, I was talking with Pat Francis and Matt the next day, and it turned out like we all had donated money the day before to Smile Train because we all saw that ad. There's something about seeing the ad where you see the before and after of the child.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, wow, for $250, I can change that kid's life. And it made sense to me. And so we did a small little contest to raise money for them at first, and then it turned it into this podcast-a-thon, a telethon-style show where people can donate. You can go to nevernotfunny.com, and there's a button on there to, you know, click and donate money. And, you know, the first year we raised $13,000, and then last year we raised $150,000.
Wow.
So
that's impressive.
It's grown, and, you know, it's I know it sounds maudlin and cliche, but it really does change a kid's life, and it's life changing to, you know, be that, to provide that kind of help.
You're a good man, Jimmy Pardo.
I do the best I can, Wendy. Try to get through it every day like the rest of us.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a text here and says Jimmy Pardo's Alan Arkin impersonation is funny. You should ask him about it.
is that one true or not true?
I'm just curious. Are they going to hit the entire cast of Glengarry Glen Ross? Is that what's going to happen? I do not do an Arkin. That is not my. No, I can't take any credit for an Arkin.
Jimmy, we've never had a guest on the show. Wendy and I have been doing the show for years. We've never had a guest with more mismatched texts to the guest than today. You broke a record today.
Well, listen, it's a record that I hope stands. I'll tell you that. I don't want to be Mark McGuire and Sammy Sosa battling out, and then one of them doesn't get it. I don't even understand that comparison, but I just made.
Another text just says that you sound like Jack Lemmon.
You know what? I hear that quite a bit. My my dad's wife says that quite a bit. My dad's wife, Donna. Jim Pardo is my daddy. Lives right there in Westmont.
Hey, Jim.
Give the address, Jimmy. Would you mind giving the address?
I'm not comfortable doing that. I probably shouldn't have even said the city now that I say that. My brother Mike also lives in Westmont. The whole family's in Westmont.
Are they in Westmont? Well, that happens eventually. Families will migrate out to Westmont. They like what they see,
sure.
And they live
there's
there.
There's a Hobby Lobby there. What more can you like? And a White Castle. I mean, really? That's
it's
awesome.
It's 6 minutes from Downers Grove. Are you kidding me?
Oh, right. You got a direct line, right? Just use Main Street right there, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you could take Ogden Avenue. There's so many ways. I mean, it's fantastic.
Really, you go north and south on either of those, right, Bill?
Yep. It's easy to do. Easy to find. Absolutely.
Sure.
We know what a huge White Sox fan you are, Jimmy. Should we be optimistic about the 2016 Chicago White Sox?
I feel good about it. Do I think they should have signed one of the free agent right fielders, or even an Ian Desmond, who now is going to play left field for the Rangers? Should they have signed him to play right? Maybe. Had they made one of those moves, and Austin Jackson's still out there, Rick Hahn, if you're listening, apparently you can't see that name on a piece of paper. I can. Dexter Fowler would have been a nice addition.
Too late. Signed by the Cubs.
I think if they would have done that, I'd feel great about the White Sox. As it stands, I feel very, very good about them. And, boy, that was not a bad Trump impression I just did.
That was a great Trump impression.
I hear you do a great Trump impression.
Oh, thank you so much. We finally got to the guy that I do. Thank you.
Oh, you don't want to do him. He has small hands.
What if that's all I did? I was a hand model for Donald Trump.
Well, this if there's,
Hardo's Trump.
If there's ever been a time to have that job, Jimmy, this would be it right now.
Well, it sounds like maybe even in the next 8 years, Bill. Holy smokes.
I know.
I don't know if you guys go political on the program. I don't mean to bring it down that path, but if we go that path, the White Sox are the least of our worries, Bill.
They need Ozzie back. Got to bring back Ozzie Guillen.
Oh, Wendy, stop with that nonsense. We don't need that virus in the clubhouse.
Shame on you.
He won once. You could have managed that team to a win.
No way.
Jimmy, Trump said yesterday he would build a wall around Ozzie Guillen. Do you think that's a good idea? I don't think that's a good idea.
You know what? That's the first right thing he said. I'd like a nice wall around him. I would adapt some Bostonian terms. I would call that the Green Monster. And then just yell to Ozzie I would send stuff down in a bucket.
Speaking of sports and walls, NASCAR has now endorsed Donald Trump.
Right.
So if around his wall that he wants to build, why don't they put a racetrack, and that would be like the moat to get to the wall? How good is that?
That's a good idea. And, Jimmy, someone's texting in saying you do a great Dale Earnhardt impression. Can we hear that?
Oh, my God.
Junior or senior?
Senior.
Senior, of course.
Right.
That's your impression. It's quiet. He's dead.
That's right. That's why I do a very good one.
Oh, my God.
He would just I know for a fact he would just always go, on your left. On your left.
Yep. Yep.
That's what he would do.
Very caring. Very caring human being.
Very caring racer.
Jimmy, we're so happy for you. The 7th annual podcast-a-thon, hard to say the first time, easy to say the second time, the 7th annual podcast-a-thon is coming up this Saturday. It runs from 2 a.m. to 2 p.m. or the other way around?
Flip-flop that.
2 p.m. to 2 a.m. 12 straight hours of all kinds of important fun with Jimmy Pardo. And then Never Not Funny is the website, nevernotfunny.com, if you want to hear the regular podcasts as well. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, guys, and thanks for having me on. Good to talk to you.
You as well. Work on that, Jack Lemmon.
Please, by next time, Jimmy, if you could do a scene from The Apartment for us, that'd be fantastic.
More than happy to. I've already got the in-laws memorized. We'll do it.
Would you do Wendy and me a favor, and that's at some point on your Conan appearance today, just start blinking for no reason, and we'll know you're saying hello to us.
All right, that'll let you know. That'll be my signal, too. Or I'll just go, hey, Bill and Wendy. I can do that, too.
All right.
We'll be looking for your wonderful picture from way back when.
Good Lord. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks,
John Tamburino is going to call in during Conan today, so be ready
No, he's
for
just
going
to show up on set. He'll come and ask you to get out of the chair.
How great would that be? Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Thanks. And by the way, didn't you want Jim Tamburino to call back and give his number to Kevin?
John, if you're still listening,
Jimmy, Johnny.
Call and give us your number. I would love to talk to him. One of the best comics I ever worked with, ever. All right. A quick break, and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.